Merrill High School Varsity Wrestling is on the air. Today's match broadcast is brought to you by Arby's, Church Mutual Insurance, Premark Innovation, Incredible Bank, Merrill House of Music, Napa Auto Parts, Riverside Athletic, Windor Plus Service, American, Chips Hamburgers, Green Lawn, Lincoln Wood Products, Merrill Mobile, Nicolay Bank, Subway, Westside Market, Bergener Contract Carriers, Dr. Ronald Pipple, Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Merrill Wrestling Boosters Club, Merrill Tool and Water Jet, Park City Credit Union, and the Pizza Shop. On your hometown voice for Merrill Varsity Sports, Blue Jay 96.3, AM 730, streaming at BlueJay963.com and on the WJMT app and Alexa. Now, let's send it to Ollie Burroughs in the Westside Market Sports Group.
And I am downtown, Ollie Burroughs, and joining me one again, the Big D, Dom Bellafiore. Dom, welcome back. And it's time for 24-25 Merrill Wrestling. And, of course, just when you get comfortable working together and have a system in place, they change it.
Yep.
Without any consultation with even you.
I know. That's something.
So we got JV coverage. We've had a couple of matches. I think we had one at 106, one at 165. These are JV matches. In a little while, we will start the varsity. But, Dom, it's first of all, thanks for coming back to join us.
I'm happy to be here. I'm glad to be back to watch Merrill Wrestling.
Second of all, not only did they change the order of things, but they've changed the rules.
Yeah, so this year, the last few years, they always did JV first, varsity first, and that started about 6 o'clock and JV afterwards. And this year they went back to the good old days where varsity always started at 7 o'clock.
Those were the days, my friend.
Those were the days. and WI came with some new rules. So the rule changed for us wrestling at 7 o'clock and varsity going second. That was an AD and probably head coach thing. So they came up with that decision themselves. That's the way all
the
others.
You mean the WIAA let us decide something on
yes,
our own?
They let us decide what we do in our conference.
Well,
so
we're
at nice.
Stevens Point. We have to be nice to the WIAA.
Yeah. That's true. But WIA did come up with some new rules this year to kind of try to make wrestling, I'm not saying it wasn't exciting before, but a little bit more exciting. They did have 6 new changes. You know, they probably would like us to let the fans know. I'll go through the 6 quick, but the timeout sign for officials, 2 hands to the chest, like all other sports. Wrestling was a different way of calling timeout, okay. Which I never paid attention to, I guess. There doesn't have to be a 10-foot circle in the middle of the mat. They just need to have a spot for them to start. So they don't need a 10-foot circle anymore.
Thankfully, they didn't say do away with it
yeah.
to sell stock
yep.
in the companies they own, but I yeah. digress.
I don't think they own the wrestling mat companies. Most of them come from different states anyways. So it's a little bit easier if without a 10-foot circle. The other one is a big one, which the fans would pay attention to, is from now on, when the wrestlers are out of bounds, as long as one wrestler has support, like a foot, hand, elbow, knee, on the line or inside the circle, the wrestling will continue until everything's out of the circle. Okay. So that'd be a little different now, and I'm kind of glad I looked at it last night and realized that.
Now, we're going to take a break in just a minute and come back with 4, 5, and 6, but before we do that, to whose advantage is this rule change?
Usually the advantage is probably to more the offensive wrestler, the one that's turning the person to get pinned. Usually we'd say if you're going to your back, get out of bounds. So they try to get out of bounds. If you take a shot or try to double leg, you can still stay in bounds with one foot. So it's usually the person that's a little more aggressive. The rule change is going to benefit.
We're going to take a quick break. He's Dom. I'm Downtown Ollie. And you're listening to Merrill Wrestling on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Stevens Point Area Senior High School Fieldhouse. I am Downtown Ollie Burroughs. He is the Big D, Dom Dellafiore, and we are bringing you the first dual meet of the 24-25 season as your Merrill Blue Jays come down 51 to Stevens Point. So we went through 3 rule changes, 2 basic and 1 could have an effect on the continuity of action. Fair to say, Dom?
Yeah. So the main rule for you guys, the fans are listening to, Now, the rest of them needs to have one support inside the circle or on the circle, hand, foot, elbow, knee, whatever it might be. So that's going to be to advantage to the aggressive wrestler. So hopefully it creates a little more action, a little more excitement out there for the
fans.
Sounds
like
watching.
The kids' song, head, shoulders, yeah. Knees, and toes, yep. Knees and toes.
Yes, that is true.
What's number four, Dom? We don't want to hear mistake.
Right. So the other one is new that the college picked up the last couple of years is that the takedown is now going to be 3 points instead of two. So every takedown will be 3 points from now on. So that's going to be interesting for some people that follow
how
wrestling.
Is that going to affect the overall scoring of meets? Matches, it's just going to make for higher match.
Yeah, so if you're good on your feet, you're going to score more takedowns and get the match over quicker.
Okay.
So it could be more tech falls in the long run. So it'll be more team points in the end for the other team.
Okay.
Or for your team if you're good on your feet also. So
is this going to change coaching style and wrestling style?
No. In the end, you still have to shoot to take someone down and counter their shots. So it's just who's ever the better wrestler out there at the time.
But this isn't going to favor one team over another?
A good team probably is going to favor them more maybe. Right. I'm not saying we're not a good team, but the teams that are really good on their feet, which we, in the past, we have some wrestlers that are really good on their feet. So it could help them quite a bit. It could favor the wrestler that's down by 1 point at, with 15 seconds left or 2 points, you can still take the person down to win. So it's not, there's a lot of strategy, I guess, in the long run. I mean, if you're up by two, it's not guaranteed you're going to win the match because he lets you go. Now you're up by three and he takes you down. So it's all tied up. So it's a little different in the long run with the whole match scheme of things. It'd be interesting how high school deals with it, I guess. So it's interesting
right.
That way.
So what's number five?
Number five would be near falls. Near falls now has changed. 2 points for 2 seconds of the wrestler being on their back, 3 points for 3 seconds, and then anything over 3 seconds is 4 points. So you can score 2, 3, or 4. And if I'm on my back for the four count, or if I get 4 points and I have to stop the match for blood or injury or something, then I get another point. So I can get a total of 5 points in the long run for near fall.
Oh, my. Now, that is definitely going to affect team scoring and the ability of teams to rack up some points.
Yes. So it's going to be, I think the matches could go quicker or, it's going to be high-scoring matches, which would be kind of fun. That's what we want to see.
So when we get to the 199, we'll know that the objective has been achieved.
Yes, that is true.
So that's the six.
And then the last one, we got one more. The tech fall rule is if I reverse the wrestler, I can, and if it puts me at 15 points or more and I reverse him and he goes to his back, I can try to pin him without stopping the match. In the past, they would stop the match. So they're just trying to make it easier to score more team points in the long run.
So that's the six rules, and we're just minutes away from the varsity match, only two JV matches. So we're going to take another break. Back with more of the Brain Trust. He's Dom. Yeah. I'm Downtown Ollie, and you're listening to Merrill Boys Wrestling. Well, it's just Merrill's Wrestling in total right here on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Stevens Point Area Senior High School Gymnasium. I am Downtown Ollie Burroughs. He is the Big D, Dom Bellafiore. And we are just minutes away from the start of the Spash Merrill dual meet. First one of the year. What do we know about the Stevens Point Panthers?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I know absolutely nothing. I kind of looked through their roster last year and this year, and I only found 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 kids that were on varsity last year during a regional tournament. So I don't know a lot. They did graduate a couple good seniors last year. And as far as that, I know that the 150 should be a good match with Merrill and this Logan Sievers from Point. Our from Merrill, it's Callum Wheeler. So there'll be two seniors going at it. So that'd be the match I'd like to watch tonight, I guess. Besides that, it's whoever's going to come out and want to wrestle. So I don't know much about him at all.
Let's talk about that transition. Now, Callum Wheeler, the scat back on the football team, what's the transition like from one sport to the other, a physical sport like football to what's not supposed to be as physical, basketball, call the NBA for details, yeah. But to wrestling, which certainly has the same physicality as football, how is that transition and how easy is it to make?
I think coming from football to wrestling is probably an easy transition because it's basically attitude. If you have a good attitude and you're it's like bring it attitude, you're going to do quite well in football and you're going to do quite well in wrestling. So I think Callum will do quite well here. Like I said, he is going up against their best wrestler in my mind. So it'd be interesting to watch. I don't know what weight they're starting at yet. I'll find that out our next break. But yeah, so it's you look at it, and I'm just switching subject a little bit. We're starting out the Merrill season here. We have 33 boys on the roster. I'm going to put a little plug in for the Merrill girls wrestling team, which starts, I think, in January. They're practicing right now. They have 12 girls every day, and they've had 20 in the practice room at times. So, that's a growing number here in Merrill. So the girls
now, Allison Hunter was one of the few last year,
yep.
And she was a senior last year,
yep.
Correct?
And she's wrestling at UWSP right now.
Wow.
So
she's continuing yep. on, but now we have a dozen.
Dozen girls committed.
Is that going to put us right up there in the top in the conference?
No, I looked at Wes, I think, had 30 girls, I think. So okay. they kind of have, but they're twice the size. So, it kind of makes sense that way. And wrestling around, it's a different sport. And once you see it happen, then you might say, that might be for me. So just kind of put a little plug in out there for girls wrestling. just like guys wrestling, we need more guys out for wrestling too. At the elementary school, wherever it is. So,
We're going to take another break, and Dom's going to get the starting point weight-wise. He's Dom Dellafiore. I'm Downtown Ollie, and you're listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Stevens Point Area Senior High School. You can hear the pre-meet announcements right now. He's Dom, I'm Downtown Ollie, and what weight are we starting at tonight, Dom?
Well, the official starting weight is 106 pounds, but Merrill Blue Jays will be starting at 113. With that being said, we don't have a 106-pounder right now, so any light wrestler out there at the high school level can make 106, come on out for Merrill Wrestling. So we'll be forfeiting at 106, which then, I don't know if you want us to go through the whole lineup Merrill.
Let's start at 106 forfeit. Let's take it through about 150 and then take another break.
Okay, so then we're going to jump up to 113 with junior Dusty Schmerler, returning sectional qualified 37-9. I'm looking forward to watching him. He was a 6-pounder last year. Then 120 will be forfeiting. 126, we have Brock Suhaki, freshman for the Blue Jays. Peyton Patterson would be the junior at 126, but he's injured right now. But I think Brock was the starting person tonight anyways. 132 would be Brett Suhaki, the brother, junior. He had a 27-17 record. One thing about Brett, he goes really hard and he doesn't quit when he's on the mat. Then we got 138 pounds. Remington Skick, he jumped up from 126 to 138. Yeah, he is a sophomore sectional qualifier last year, and he was 38-9. And if just throwing one more plug for Remington Skick, he was also a conference champ. So it's kind of neat to have. He's a freshman. There's a conference champion. He has a chance to win four of them. 144, we have sophomore Marcus Slagowski. I don't know anything about Marcus. 150 would be Callum Wheeler, senior, 32-11, sectional qualifier. I do believe he took fourth last year. Wheeler was third in the conference. So that's what we have going up 150. Dusty Schmerler, Suhaki, Skick. Slagowski and Wheeler.
We're going to take another break, come back and take a look at the higher weight classes because he's Dom, I'm Downtown Ollie. You know you're listening to Blue Jay Wrestling right here on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Stevens Point Area Senior High School. I am Downtown Ollie Burroughs. He is the Big D, Dom Dellafiore. And we had that first 106 forfeit. So that's six. That still hasn't changed. It's still six.
Yep, still okay. 6 points. Team points haven't changed. So they're doing an announcement right now for the wrestlers coming out. And
Let's go back now and pick it up at 157.
157 would be sophomore Will Niemitz, a sophomore. He did have some varsity experience last year, so he had four wins last year, so which is at least he's coming in with a little experience. 165, Hunter Opper, a sectional qualifier junior for the Blue Jays, 32-14 last year. So some experience coming back there. Looking forward to watching him wrestle. 175, Austin Depius, senior, 31-15. He's a sectional qualifier last year. So looking for big things from him. He's been wrestling for a long time. 190 pounds, Preston Schilke, junior. He has 15 wins on varsity last year. He's a junior for the Blue Jays. 215 pounds, junior Noah Klug, sectional qualifier, and he was also a conference champion last year with a 38-8 record last year.
I think we'll hear the Klug.
Yeah, well, we'll see. And then at the heavyweight, 285, is junior Josh Gustam. He did have some varsity experience. I didn't find out how many matches he had. It'd be interesting to watch. I'm looking forward to watching all these guys step on the mat and wrestle.
We have a number of returnees, not all seniors. In fact, very few seniors. So the program is still being refurbed, if you will, by Coach Suhaki, even with two of his own sons.
Yep.
Going up against Stevens Point, how do they look compared to last year when you see the number of returnees? Are they down? Returnees?
For Merrill or for?
For Spash.
For Spash. Spash graduated three. So what do they have stepping in? I'm not sure because I don't know what was behind the guys that were seniors.
So what do we got for Merrill then?
So Merrill, we lost our heavyweight, which was Mikhail Plouts, and Yandel. I can't think of Yandel's last name, but he wrestled 145, 144 sometimes for the Blue Jays. So Josh Gustam will. You know, it's two different wrestlers, so hopefully he can step in and do a good job. This is, I think, his first dual experience at a conference meet. So I'm looking forward to watching Josh. I've seen him in school quite a bit, and he's just a nice, good all-around person. So was Plouts last year. But
Now, I don't want to go DeRocher on you. Nice guys. Finished last.
I know. I know. You know, that, as I explained to him, you know, that you had 6 minutes on the mat. Go hard, don't stop, and just be physical. So,
again, early in the year, you're looking at those matchups, as Coach Suhaki has emphasized in the past, to build experience without leading to crushing defeats. When you take a look at those right now, there's five out there. Is this where we go through the instructions?
Yep, so basically it's a coin flip to see who gets to choose first in the second period, odd or even. With a couple forfeits, I think Point would rather find out what Merrill's going to send out first. But usually early on, you just throw whoever you have out there and let's see what goes. I don't know what to say, what they're going to do. I didn't get a chance to talk to Coach Suhaki about it today or anything like that. So he was here a little bit, but his mind's focused on wrestling.
And one of the challenges is how much do you get to see your athletes during the day as opposed to either community-based coaches or coaches from the other school? We saw that in football with the challenge there when the head coach was in the middle school and the players are at the high school. There's a lot to be said about seeing them between, we'll say, 7:30 and 3:30.
Yep. Well, no. The head football coach from Wazinski was at the high school this year, so that's a big change for him. And Suhaki's at the high school too. So.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he has a chance to see him all day long. We have Coach Arneson there too. I'm just trying to go down the list to who else would be at the high school they could talk to. Coach Buntrock's there. So, it is what it is. You know, you just kind of go hard and.
Now, looking at that guy at 106 pounds, if he's.
He's not 106
pounds.
Yeah,
I was about to. He was going to say 82, soaking wet.
Yeah, but
so you give up six there. How important is it when you know that you don't have in all the weight classes, Dom, that you're going to give up a couple of those forfeits? How serious is that this point?
When you're giving up forfeits and they have other people throwing at different weights, so it's hard because. We might be looking at getting a win or a pin here to make up for the forfeit, but they might forfeit away from us or move away from us to make up points.
Well, we got one wrestler going up two weight classes tonight as we get ready at 113. What do we got?
Here we go. We got Fritz Beversdorf for a freshman for Spash and Dusty Schmerler for Merrill Blue Jays. We're going. So it's Dusty kind of went to down to knee to head outside single, but back up to his feet right away.
He's got the experience here.
Yes, he should have the experience. Beversdorf is, he's a freshman coming in, but it looks like he's had some experience wrestling, so it's not. Oh, Beversdorf throws Schmerler to his back, but rolls through. It'd be three takedown for a point. Dusty's working up to his feet.
With the new rules.
Yep. So that's going to be hard for me to remember this, too. So Schmerler is actually going to have his hands full here. Hopefully wasn't looking past. 3-1 right now. Dusty got an escape. They're on their feet in center of the mat, or actually in front of the point bench. Minute 16 left. Dusty drops down to head inside single. And he's going to come up, and here comes a head throw from Spash. Okay, both out of bounds. I quickly look at the foot there, see if we still had a foot in.
I was looking at exactly the same thing.
All right.
I think it was a premature call, Tom.
Yep, I'm not going to say that.
I will.
Yeah. All right, 1 minute left. Back in the center mat. Dusty takes another head inside single. Fireman's actually pancakes him. Three takedown for Dusty. Scores 3-4 in favor of the Blue Jays. Dusty's down to an ankle with the
trying to keep that rear
stride.
Position.
Yep. So Dusty lets go of the wrist and back up to looking for an arm bar, possibly out of bounds.
Yeah, I'm going to call it, Tom.
All right. Yeah, they were all the way out. Today we're
just like every time they change the rules in basketball.
Yep.
Takes a third of the season.
Yeah, it is what it is. All right, here they go. 30 seconds left on their feet. Dusty shows them out of bounds, and we're back up. Now, going back to see if they're out of bounds or not, if this is the first time we're on the floor at point, if we're up high in the little booth up there, we could see if they're out of bounds or not. I'm giving them a hard time here. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, here we go. We're back at it. 29 seconds. Dusty stops.
I hear Ben Dreyf. That's giving him the business.
Yeah. All right, Dusty was a tight
and
waist.
He's trying to give him the business right
yes,
now.
Yes, he is. He's doing a good job. Here comes a cradle. He's going to try rolling through, and he's 14 seconds, and he's getting all excited here. But here we go. We got near fall, possible pin here.
Oh, and he rolled
now
out.
He rolled back out of 5 seconds left. I didn't see how many count it was. Dusty needs to keep him down.
Now we'll see. Four.
Four near fall. That was a quick four count. I'm taking it, though. Scores 8-3 in favor of the Blue Jays. So here we go. Dusty's.
You're in good form, Dom. I agree.
Yeah.
That was a quick one.
Yeah. All right. So I don't remember whose call it was, but we are.
Much easier if they just flip the 85-pounder instead of the coin. Then we'd know.
Yep. So here we go. Dusty with a nice shot again. Hit basically like a fireman's and then pops his head out to the side. So three takedown for Dusty at 113 pounds.
11-3, minute 38 in the second.
Here comes a cradle again. He's rolling him back. So this is where the quick tech fall could happen.
He's trying to keep rolling.
Yeah, he just needs to.
He's trying to get that leg over.
Yeah, he's trying to hook the leg here. Dusty's doing a good job. Dusty Schmerle has a cradle. He's on his back. The Spash guy's kicking his leg. And then
there's the
fall
pin.
With 1 minute, 18 seconds left in the period.
So that'll be six.
I can't do the
that
head.
That is 42. 3:42.
6-6. 2:42. 42 seconds in the second period.
Where's the math department when we need them?
That'd be me today.
No, that would be I. Predicate nominative renames the subject. Grammar police!
Yeah, I'm a math person for a reason. All right, as we're getting ready, they're asking Spash to report to the table at 120 pounds, where I do believe the Blue Jays will be forfeiting at 120 pounds. So 120, Merrill will forfeit.
Now, that's two in the lighter weights. Are we still developing some wrestlers in that
They have one person in that weight class. So they're staying true to who their wrestlers are so far. So, and sometimes,
12-6.
Sometimes with the wrestlers we have and what they have, we might want to just avoid the loss and getting hurt that way, kind of. So probably pretty good that way. So now we're at 126 pounds, where we have Spash, and it looks like Brock Suhaki. Brock Suhaki is going up there right now, freshman for the Blue Jays. And I think
well,
this
he obviously comes in good lineage.
Yep.
Coming out there as a freshman, and he's up against a more experienced wrestler.
Yep. And Cam Mack for a point. I just had a listener, a senior, so freshman versus senior. Brock's wrestled all his life, so, you know, just needs to control the match, slow things down.
He's
got
to get to the dinner table with some food somehow.
Yep. All right, so Brock's doing a good job circling, staying on top of the
trying to break that wrist lock.
Yep, so the Brock has an underhook, the break apart. Brock is working the head right now.
Mayer's moves there reminded me a little bit of a boxer.
Yep. Body lock by point. Brock bails out, does a good job. No takedown. There's three takedown right now for Spash. Scores 3-0 at 126 pounds.
He's getting his education quickly.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, this guy for Spash is pretty good, but Brock won't quit. So, there you go.
There
Brock, two reverse right to the back. We're looking for a pin here. Brock has doing a good job at 126 pounds. 1 minute left.
He's got the time.
Yep, he has the time. He just needs to stay focused here and don't rush things. Spash is working his way off, but I do believe we got a four near fall coming our way. So
there's
right now it's
three to two
right now. He has a deep half, and there's the pin by Brock Zulocki. Nice job by the freshman
at
for the Blue Jays.
111 of the first.
Yeah, so Brock did a good job. Reversal, rolling
like,
his back.
It looked like Mayer overplayed it a little bit.
You know, like he did come out a little confident, but, you know, once again, like I said, Brock, just keep going. Don't stop. Anything can happen. That was a perfect example. All right, great job by Brock Zulocki out there winning the match by a fall, and I didn't look at the time. So
111,
so a pin in 111.
I'm not going to let the math department take all the credit.
Yeah, you can tell me the number. I'm okay with that. I'm just happy we got a win there. So it's all tied up by a team score of 12-12. We're going to 132. Brett Zulocki Jr. for the Blue Jays. Cam Fisher was 6-3 last year, a junior also. Zulocki had a 27-17 record. Brett, same as his brother. He just doesn't stop. He just goes. So right now they're standing in the center of the mat, forehead to forehead, working for inside tie, break
apart.
Now,
we still have a circle on this mat.
Yep.
But if there's no circle, does that change anything in terms of the wrestlers knowing where they are?
Nope. I wouldn't care if I was a wrestler.
Okay.
They shouldn't care about that circle in my mind. And we're going to see the circles for a long time. You're not going to buy a new mat without a circle. All right, Spash took a head inside single, and Brett's doing a good job staying on top of the head, making sure nothing comes out of it. And then we got potentially dangerous. They're going to come back up to their feet. So basically, Brett's knee was like in possible danger situation.
In terms of
hurting it.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure the safety of the wrestler is always there.
No figure fours here.
Nope. minute 10 left in the period. First period, they're forehead to forehead, working inside tie, circling, kind of pushing. They're just kind of figuring things out here. Brett has.
Now they're both going down. On those wrist locks.
Yep, whoever wins the hand control, hand fighting is important here, so whoever has hand control does control the match goals. Ooh, nice shot by Zulocki on the edge of the mat. Comes up and takes another shot out of bounds with 46 seconds left.
Clearly got that one right.
Yep, 0-0 there. So, but that'd be a situation where if you had a chance to score a point,
Brett
there's
just
one
dropped
foot in.
To a knee.
Yep, and there's a quick double leg by Brett Zulocki for three takedown. This three takedown is going to be tough all year. I'll get it by the end of the year. All right, scores 3-0 by Brett.
And quickly, the point wrestler made sure he moved away from that edge, knowing the new rules on what's going to constitute out of bounds. And he's crawling his way back to the center of the mat.
Yeah, he's trying to fight for position on the bottom. Zulocki's working for wrist control. He's trying to roll the wrist, and we are stopping the match for technical violation, one red. I'm assuming that was pulling on the headgear, I think, is the sign. So 3-1 right now in favor of Zulocki, 15 seconds left.
Looking for that safety.
Now there's a caution on Zulocki. We get two cautions before it's a point.
He broke too quick?
Yep. You have to wait for the whistle to move. There we go. We start the match.
He's up.
Points on his feet. Zulocki lets him go. 3-2. Quick shot by point. Zulocki gives up the takedown, scores 5-3 right now with 3 seconds left.
Very quick move there.
Yep. Yeah, you know, take advantage of that quick shot the point did here and you know, Suwaki, he won't let it bug him. He'll go hard.
Is that where just instinct tells a veteran wrestler he's taken that momentary pause, shoot?
I don't know. I just memory lapse, I guess. You know, just wasn't quite ready. That's all. You will be ready next time. All right, Spash shows down. Suwaki's on top, has the cross wrist ride going. Looks he's working over. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on here. So he's really pulling on the arm. Kind of like I don't know what to say there. So he has a cross wrist ride, a Reinhardt ride, basically. We should call it back in the day.
But now he's straddling again.
Yep, went to a half Nelson. Looking for a wrist. Point's going to wait to find out what side to work his way up. Suwaki's cross-facing, looking for a cradle, hopefully. He's working it hard, running the head. Stops, he lets back to the other side. There we go. So basically, the point wrestler's more worried about his headgear, I think, right now, which we could take advantage of. Here's a wrist and a half by Suwaki. And
he's working back. He's working back to his knees.
Yep. Point's working up to his now. He's up to his knees. Suwaki's looking for wrists.
Trying to break him down.
Yep, chopping. A minute left in the second period. Scores 3-5 in favor of Point. They're on their feet. This is where you kind of work your way out of bounds. He tries going up. You both step out, and you don't have to worry about it. So there's one escape point. 6-3 in favor of Point right now.
He needs that takedown.
Yes, Suwaki.
40 seconds in the second.
Yep, 132 pounds, Suwaki wrestling Fisher from Spash. All right, so Suwaki has an underhook. It almost looks like he's going to try throwing here, but I don't see how he can. Spash drops down to head inside single. Suhaki's trying to sprawl, working right now. There's going to be three near fall right now. So 15, 10 seconds left in the second period. Scores 9-3. In favor of Spash. Suwaki's on his knees. They're still. Now, this is where that stay keeping your 1 foot inside so you don't have to restart. All right. In theory, we'd have 1 second, but it doesn't pay to put time back on the clock. Going to the third period, Suwaki's picking down. Scores 9-6.
Only in basketball.
Yeah. They're asking if they should put time back on the clock. And the ref's like, God, no. So everything's actually done on track wrestling, I do believe, right now. If you can watch on track wrestling, the scoring is done on there. I do believe I just got a text from one of the Merrill parents saying that you can watch on Huddle. It would be Stevens Point High School, fanhuddle.com, if you wanted to watch the match. So if you're at home,
hey,
internet,
if they're wise, they'll put
you could do both.
Video on and then, you know, just listen to your audio.
Yep. We're starting at the third period. Suwaki's working his way up to his feet.
He's going to get a break there.
Oh, he's going to come back to head throw. And not there. Oh, but now he's threw himself to his back. And I think he's going to give three near fall. But
He came close, though, to closing that gap.
Yep. Suwaki's working. He's going to step over right now. Three near fall for Point, 12-3, two reversal for Suwaki. It's 12-5 right now. Minute 26 left in the period.
He knows he needs the pin.
Yeah. So they're working hard.
And he's got that rear position. He hasn't been able to lock up the leg yet.
Yep. So Suwaki's working a spiral kind of basically right now, trying to dig a half. And sooner or later, we're going to have to make an option. We either let him go and try to throw. Here comes a technical violation. Legal hold.
The headgear.
Yep. He's trying to do half the headgear, so.
It looks like Suhaki's going down now.
No, the Spash, I think, wants Suhaki to go down, but we're said no. All right, scores 13-5 with 1 minute left in the period.
Now at eight-point differential, we're looking at a major.
It is a major decision right now. Suhaki would be nice if somehow we can find a way to turn him and pin him or
at least reduce.
Yep. Oh, he lost the. He tried to do a roll through tilt and didn't get there. 40 seconds left.
Hasn't been able to close that gap.
No, pretty soon he's going to have to either let him go or try throwing or something. There's the stop and the whistle stalemate headgear. All right, so sooner or later that could be Warren stalling if the headgear keeps coming down. So they don't ever call it, but it is stalling in my mind. It is what it is, I guess.
Just looking for that quick release.
Yep. Yep.
32 seconds left, third period. Sioux Hockey down 13-5, tied at 12.
Yep. Sioux Hockey goes a far knee, far ankle off the whistle, 30 seconds. Working like a coffee grinder situation. Smashes the stain in the, smashes up to the feet. Sioux Hockey, Smash does a quick double. Sioux Hockey's trying to step over and get some near fall, and he has him on his back, actually. Three takedown by Sioux Hockey. No near fall.
Could not
though.
Roll him right to left.
Well, one good thing is we saved a team point by doing what he did. Stalling warning with 2 seconds left in the match. That's a good call. Sorry to be that way. 12 to 15. I will keep my negative comments to myself here.
No, no. Remember that famous ump from the 20s. No, I wasn't there. Be nice.
I know.
I calls it as I sees it, but it's nothing till I calls it.
I know. Hey, it is what it is. But anyways, I'm going back to the huddle thing. Back when I did this about 5 to 6 years ago, I would actually put a camera up right in front of me and live stream it and do the same thing at the same time. So you could watch at home and listen on the thing and stuff. But that was like a long time ago. I don't know how to do that stuff anymore.
All right, we're going to take a quick 15-second break. You're listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Spash, and we're at 132. Take it away, Dom.
All right, here we go. We got sophomore Remington Skick, conference champ last year at 126, wrestling Milsna from Spash. He had had a losing record for Spash. Skick is coming in with a 38-9 record, sectional qualifier. It was a very tough way. Oh, there you go. Skick had snapped him down and kind of like
they took him real low on the wrist hole.
Yep,
wrist locks.
Three takedown, near fall. All right, here we go.
He didn't get it, and now there's one for the escape.
One escape. So this is where the 3 points will make a tech fall a little bit quicker and easier. Scores 31 for Skick right now at 138 pounds. Skick snaps him down, working for like a chin, and then could try to throw him, but now he's digging an underhook. Breaks apart. Milsma moves to the center of the mat. Staying in a good position, both wrestlers.
He almost went down in a football lineman's stance there.
Skick did a nice head outside single to the far side, switched to double and took him down with 55 seconds left, 6-1 right now.
This is where a major would help.
Yep. So one escape, another shot by Skick. Not there, but he kind of does a little snap and go around for three takedown, so we're 9-2 right now. 38 seconds left in the period. Skick does a good job. He stays good position, keeps the pressure on the wrestler the whole time, doesn't ease up, so it's like he's fun to watch.
Look at the strength and power in those legs.
Yep, so there's a lot of strength there. 9-2 right now, 20 seconds. Milsmo's trying to work out. Skick's going to give up a escape here with 15 seconds left. 10 seconds right now, 9-3. I'm assuming we're going to get a quick shot here. 10 seconds. There's a head inside. Switches to a head inside single. Dumps him down to the mat. 12-3 right now.
Now that's 9 points. What's the differential now for a tech fall?
So tech fall, you have to win by 15.
So he could pull this in the second period and pick up 5 points.
Yep. Be nice for a pin, though. Score right now, team score is 12-15, by the way, in favor of Spash. I think Skick chose down. All right, here we go.
He's looking for that escape.
Yep. Score points. Off the whistle, Skick tried to do a little stand-up, but Milsma from Spash chopped him. His arm back to his leg. Skick is staying in good position right now. A lot of time you stay in good position until you get up to that.
I tried to do the sit different. Out there.
Yep, he's trying to do a little sit. Spash is down to an ankle.
Yeah, he's working on that right arm.
So Skick is just trying to get his leg free. In theory, that is stalling on point because he's supposed to have 5 seconds on the ankle and do something with it. Still riding.
Oh!
Okay, so a lot of times.
He was trying to take it down.
Take him down. So there Skick does a good job. Should be one. He's not going to give an escape. All right, here we go. Skick's down.
He's still up by 9.
Yep, 12-3 right now with a minute 20 left. Not much change there. They're on their feet, and they kind of work their way out of bounds. So
39 seconds of action here in the second.
All right, here we go. Skick's working tripod stand-up. Spash is staying heavy on one side. Skick's still circling.
He's got that left leg tied up.
Yep, he's going to drop down to an ankle. Skick's going to try to ball him up a little bit. If you watch a lot like more wrestling, the college wrestling, they do a lot of rolls and get himself in really weird positions. Skick could be one of these people that could be doing the same thing.
He's trying to roll him from her.
Yeah, but he actually ends up coming out squaring up, putting hips down to the mat, breaking the grip. So that should be one
escape.
There's an escape right now.
10-point differential. A couple more takedowns, and we go home with a tech fall.
Yeah, Spash tries a high crotch, Skick reshot, and they're back up to the feet with Skick with the underhook, snaps them down.
Tried to spin.
Yep,
Oh, look at that spin move.
Yep. Snapping them down and going around. It should be three.
There
he has ankle hooked. He's looking.
16-3.
Okay.
Well, I thought I saw the signal for
three. No, he didn't give three. I don't know what he's waiting for. All right. Three takedown.
Yep.
We're up to 16-3 right now. 13-point difference. 5 seconds left. So it's a 13 match. So one more takedown, we win. Be honest with you.
Now, the question is, a veteran wrestler like Skick, is he aware of that and he makes the decision of whether he wants to take the tech or go for the pin?
Well, he's a very veteran wrestler. He knows where he's at. So I think he's going to try to get the pin. But in the end, if he can get, he'll get the tech fall in the end. You know what I mean? So he's going to work for the pin.
Because normally the near fall is your ticket to a pin.
Yep. Yep. So he's going to work the wrestle over right now, try to get the pin. If he can't do it, he's going to get the near fall or the takedown.
And he's
for
got that right arm locked up.
Yep. He has an arm bar on the right side of the body. He has an underhook on the other side, so he's going to try running it. And the Spash wrestler is doing a good job by blocking the leg so he can't run around.
But he can continue, even if he gets that near fall, he can keep going with the new rule.
As long as he stays on his back. As soon as he gives up, throws off his back, the match is over then. But there's no near fall score. They're on Spash's on their knees. Skick broke him down to his belly right now. Minute 16 left in the match. Here comes a cross face. He's rolling the shoulder pretty good. He's going to hook the arm. We used to call this Taconitz. Has it hooked?
There
you go. He puts
him
to his back right in the middle of the mat. He has 1 minute to pin him. And we'll wait and see. I can't see from where I'm sitting here.
He's screened.
And there's the
pin.
Fall.
That's at 4. Nope, make that 5:02. 5:02. And that's a 6-pointer.
6 points, 18-15. So, yeah, there. The Skick did a great job. Cross face, rolled the guy's shoulder. And usually the arm pops out. You can hook the arm and roll him to his back. That used to be a Ryan Connitz thing, a wrestler back in the late 80s, I should say. It was a great job by Skick. He controlled the whole match. He went hard and stayed in great position on his feet.
But he
kept the pressure on
him. Overplay it.
Nope.
As we saw earlier with one where he just overplayed it when he shot. I think that was at 113.
Yep.
And now we are at?
Okay, so we're at 144 pounds. And we got Vincent Marks at 140, a freshman. So that's a good match, freshman versus sophomore. Marcus Sogalski, I don't know Marcus at all, so this would be fun to watch.
Got the hands tied up.
Yep, so they're hand fighting right now. Actually, this looks like it could end up being a pretty good match in a way. So Point has both our hands tied up right now, so Marcus needs to work at it. And
Point
there takes
he goes
a head inside.
Those.
Uh-oh, we need to get an arm off the head. There we go, 2-3 takedown for Point. Marcus does a great job for Merrill to get to his stomach up to his knees. He's going to work back to his knees. A minute 30 left in the first period. Here's a deep half by Spash.
Oh, he rolled him over.
Near falls being counted for Spash. Marcus is working hard. He could possibly turn him here. Nope. He just needs to keep working hard.
Tried
and
to turn in. Now he
there's
tried
the fall in 50
that's
seconds.
50 seconds.
Yeah, so. You know, not bad for Marcus. The big thing with him would be when we're working for hand fighting, don't pull your hands back. Grab his hand if he hits. Then you have both hands.
And that makes the score 21-18 as we move
to 150 pounds. This is the part of the match I like to watch for the night. This would be Wheeler against Seavers. So this would be a good match here to watch both seniors. Oh, yes, both seniors, both sectional qualifiers. They both had halfway decent records, 32-11 for Wheeler, 23-5 for Logan Seavers here. We're waiting to see what they're going to do, if they're going to bump or what.
Well, nobody has reported to the scorer's table yet.
Yep, so basically what happens
now, in hockey, the home team has the last line change. What is it in wrestling in terms of that?
So wrestling basically is the coin flip. So okay. Usually this is probably, if I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, this is an odd match. So therefore, point must have odd, so they have to report to the table first. So the next match we'll have to report first. Okay. So they're waiting to see who that is. And I'm assuming Wheeler is going up there, and I'm assuming it's Logan Seavers.
It's interesting because it's an individual sport with a team. Yep. No numbers. If they want to make a rule change, I want numbers.
Yeah. All right, so this is Tobias Klein, not Logan Seavers. So the Spash is bumping people up here. So it might be a game, like a chess match for down at the end of the year if they have to try to get through each other to get to the state tournament maybe. So Klein is wrestling for Spash. Callum Wheeler for the Blue Jays. Callum has a front head, tries spinning him around, and he does a great job there by shucking him and getting three near fall for a score of 3-0 right now in the first period. Callum is working with a arm bar, and he's looking for the far wrist. He's going to drive it. He's run it right to the head. He's taking elbow to the head. He has near fall being counted with a minute 16 right in the middle of the mat. Just needs to settle down a little bit. There you go. Step over. This is tight for both wrestlers, actually. So a minute left. Center of the mat. Callum turned him with the one arm bar, and they're waiting. So there's not much to say except for Callum's a senior. He's wrestled for the Blue Jays all 4 years.
And he is trying to avoid what almost happened there with the Spash wrestler getting loose.
Yep. And, yep, he lost the arm bar, but he has it tight on the other side.
He's trying to stay point wrestler, and he gets off his back again. Cal rolls him.
Yep, so no near fall given yet, but should now, should be. Come on, he broke. There you go, four near fall. 7-0 right now, 25 seconds left in the period. All right, so Callum last year took third in the conference tournament, fourth at sectionals, so it's kind of a, yeah, so he's an experienced wrestler for the Blue Jays. He wrestled 140
last year.
Now it
looks like the referee's watching for lack of activity.
You're supposed to stay aggressive on the bottom. He's also looking for fingers being grabbed. You have to have all four fingers when you grab the fingers. So Spash's choice, they're probably going to, their coach said pick down. Okay, bold move on my part, but let's see what happens. Spash does have a new head coach, I think, from last year, Reed Gust, the same coaches for the Merrill Blue Jays. As we start the second period, Callum on top. He's working hand control, breaking him down. He has a cross wrist right now. I'm assuming he's going to look for a quick tilt here. He's going to pull him up to his knees.
He's going to try to roll him from left to
right. Oh, he actually has an arm bar in right now. So there's
rolled.
Armbar tilt right now. So minute 37. So more near fall being counted right now. So
he just can't get past that pivot point to move him from
that. In that situation, right, he just tilted him over. So he got his near fall, but it's not a pinning situation. But now he's could pin him right here. It looks he's pinned right now, if you ask me. There's the pin. There it is. A minute 14 left in the second period. Wheeler with a fall.
So that makes it 2:46.
I'm taking your word for it. Blue Jays 24, Spash 21. All right, as we go on to the next match, I just want to give a shout-out to the head coach, Brian Suwak, and his coaches have been Natsky, Scott Anderson, Isaac Buntruck, Wally Skick, Tanner Depius, and Allie Natsky. A couple of them are in charge of the girls' wrestling team. Moving on to 157.
And we're going to take a quick break.
All right.
And we're back with...
Don Belfiore. All right.
Well, actually, well, I know.
157. We got Will Mimitz wrestling right now against Nathan Bernstein. Three takedown for Bernstein. Took a quick shot on Will with a minute 43 left in the first period. That was a head outside double right down to his butt and ended up getting a takedown. Will does he wrestled last year. He had a few varsity matches for the Blue Jays. He's a sophomore this year. I had him in class last year, a very smart individual in geometry. All right, that's my shout-out for Will right now. Will's doing a good job getting up to his knees here.
Look at that move from Spash.
A roll through, no points awarded. So Will needs to break the lock on the wrestler there. So Will went to his back, but he rolled all the way through, so he did not get a full two count to give up near fall. So that was a good job by Will. Will's doing a good job. Needs to work hands, coming up to his feet, back down.
He's trying to tie up that right leg.
Yeah. So the Rapids wrestler has the has a cross wrist ride. Will's doing a good job bringing his hand out in front of him at 157 pounds. All right, Will's doing a good job. He's not doing much, but he's not giving up points. That's the main thing. He's working for position himself. He's up to his hands and knees now. Rapids is chopping the hand. Will's going to look for hand control.
And now once he's back to his knee, oh, there he goes on the left arm.
Now he's going to try to do a quick little roll through, and Will does a good job stopping it.
Oh,
Will,
there it is on his back.
Yep. Rapids, so no near fall being awarded right now.
And he's back on
his. Yeah, he's back over, so no near fall at all. Will's doing a good job fighting right now, getting up to his knees. He just needs to, create movement, crawl forward, do something on the bottom, then just kind of hang out there. I know it's easy to say, hard to do, but there's the end of the first period, 3-0 in favor of Spash.
That was a very good period given the amount of time that in the old days we called riding time.
Yeah, riding time. All right, we're going back to the second period. Mimitz for Blue Jays, a sophomore against Bernstein, a junior. Will's on top to start the match of the second period. Quick chop. He has a far half. He's got chopped. You got winged down to his hip. Point's trying to step over, but it's not there. Will's in good position yet. Don't give anything up. He's going to roll this other way, so it just needs to control wrist and a half. There you go. Ooh, there's a full Nelson by Will. I'm glad the ref didn't see it. There's near fall. Should be counted right now. All right, no near fall. Pretty soon this is going to be, Will needs to get out to the right side and just drive the half. I'll be having a talk with Will at school tomorrow about this one. All right, Will's doing a great job, but he's on the wrong side of the body. He just needs to get to the other side with the half Nelson he has on.
And
he's too high. Spash is grabbing his head to pull him over. Will's kind of bailing out right now, but he does a good job fighting his head back up.
Minute 7.
Thank you, minute 7. Will's on his hip. Spash has both legs in right now, Will does.
Reversal. Two and.
All right, he doesn't know what's going on. There's no reversal going on there. So
okay, I just saw the fingers.
I know, there isn't, though. We started on top, and we're still on top. So I'm just going by what I've seen right now. Will started on top. Here comes a chop of the arm. 35 seconds left, and they're calling out of bounds for something.
Yeah, he still had an arm in.
Yep, I don't know what's going on. All right, so the score is still 3-0, no matter what the ref is saying right there.
Well, they obviously didn't change it, even though he said, there's a caution.
They're not going to, which is a smart thing to do. Caution on Will. Restart right here, 32 seconds left in the match. Will has
second
a far
period.
Wrist. He needs to jump sides. Now he's on the wrong side with that half, so he just needs to get on this side and run the half.
He doesn't want to give up the point. Now what are we
doing? Now they're calling Phil Nelson on Will, which would be technical violation.
So that's what you didn't want because now the differential is 4.
Yep. Will's doing a great job. Just keep fighting, doing what you're doing.
But he's got to get onto that correct side, as you pointed out.
Yep, he has to get on the right side there. Quick roll through by Spash to possibly get a 2 reversal. There it is. 6-0 in favor of Spash with 6 seconds left in the
second period.
Will's down right now. Don't give anything up. There we go. It's our choice. What are we going to do? Will's picking top. Smart choice there.
So he doesn't obviously want to give up the 1 point, Dom, on the reversal, but he wants to be in that position. Now he's starting again on the left side, which is the side that he's been trying to get away from. Now he's got...
He almost had a cradle there, but the didn't get underneath the leg. So now he does have the cradle. He's sitting back right now. And Spash is going to try to roll through here. And they got two reversals, and we're on our back for a minute 40 here. This is pretty tight. So Will had a great cradle locked up. Spash grabbed her leg and ended up getting in position to break the cradle. The minute 30, Will gets to his stomach. Scores 8-0, soon to be 12-0.
Now he's in the place of being on the wrong side.
Yep. So 12-0 right now in favor of Spash with 1:20 left in the third period.
So that's a major for 4 points.
Yes.
So Will's,
he'd
like to get that back.
Yeah, if we can get at least, we need to get, there's a roll through by Spash, not there. We'd have to get 4-5 points back to stop the major. We don't want to give up a tech fall here if we don't have to. It'd be nice to keep the team score somewhat close here.
They're trying. He's trying. He's gotten to his knees. 50 seconds left.
Yep.
Again, he does not want to overplay it and put himself in that position for the near fall the tech.
Yeah, Will tries standing up. Spash brought him back down. In theory, Will's trying. Spash is just chopping. Has the ankle hooked. Not sure what the ref's looking for right now. 27 seconds left in the period. Will's trying to work his way up. Spash has a half Nelson, I do believe it looks like. Drops down to a wrist. Jumping sides.
15 seconds left. Avoiding that tech fall.
Yep.
And he's up on his feet. And taken back down 5 seconds.
So in theory, this would be a stalling call. 5 seconds on the ankle. Nothing there. So Will did a great job. He had a nice cradle there. He ended up losing the cradle to give up 6 points at the end there.
So that takes it 4 points, and that makes it 25-24. Very competitive meet thus far.
Yeah, and we go into 165. These weight classes changed. Last year they changed, so I'm still not caught up on what the weights used to be compared to now. If I look right, we should have Opera coming up to wrestle. Opera is a junior for the Blue Jays, sectional qualifier.
This one could go either way now with 5 to go.
Yeah, so I don't know who they have. We have some experienced wrestlers that from here on out. So, Andy Weller for point, Opera for the Blue Jays. Yeah. Weller was 0-3 last year. He's a junior. Opera is a junior. Ooh, Weller tries throwing. Interesting. Opera gets thrown out of bounds. 0-0.
Look how low.
Yeah, we got a guy that's going to throw here, it looks like. Oh, boy. He hipped Hopper over to his back right away. Hopper's on his back on the edge of the mat in front of the Blue Jays.
He made the throw as he moved.
Yeah, so it's just kind of like a little underhook. Hopper steps into it. He hipped, and Hopper went over to his back. He has a long fight here of minute 30. And there's the pin with 31 seconds. I didn't see that match going that way, but...
Did Opper overplay to get himself in a position
to be
thrown?
I don't think so. The other guy came after. He pulled Opper into a throwing position, and he ended up throwing Opper to his back. 24-31 team score. At 175 pounds, we're going to bring up Austin Depius for the Blue Jays. Was wrestling for many years. Senior for the Blue Jays. Sectional qualifier.
We're taking 15.
Oh. All right.
And we're back. What do we got, Dom?
We're back at 175 pounds. We have Austin Depius, the senior for the Blue Jays, wrestling senior Kyle Medlina. Out of bounds.
Is this the feature match of the night?
No, I thought the feature match would have been 150, but Severs didn't wrestle. So this could be a feature match. I'll give it to you, I guess. I don't know anything about the Spash wrestler, but Depius, I would like to say he has better have the upper hand here to win the match, but it looks like Spash is going to try to throw us, actually. So Spash is backing up from one side of the mat to the other side, And I think he's going to end up trying throwing Depius, which Depius is
and
he's good in this
Depius
situation.
Depius got the height advantage here.
Yes, he does.
Is that a good move if you're the shorter wrestler?
If Depius being taller, he can jack him up to get him out of position to possibly throw or, get in position to take his shots. Right now they're in an over-under position. In my mind, it's 1 minute, and Spash is doing a lot of backwards motion. So Depius is doing a lot of chasing here.
It's harder for Austin to get down low because of the height.
Yep, that's where you get an underhook and jack him up, and you go down for the shot. Depius tried to go down a little bit. He has a point. Try taking a shot. Depius took a fireman's, far side fireman's, nothing there. Out of bounds, 37
that
seconds.
That one, they all appendages were across the line.
Yep, everything was out of bounds. All right, so here we go. We're back at 175 pounds. Blue Jays are down 31-24. Depius is scoreless in the first period, 30 seconds left. Depius tries duck under, and we come to possible a throw.
Oh,
we got thrown our way to the back. This is not going the way I thought it would. And we got 18 seconds. Austin has to figure out a way to stay 18 seconds, and there's
the
fall.
There's the pin.
And a minute 46.
Minute 46, and now it's 37-24. With three matches to go, we'll be back with more after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Spash. He's Dom. I'm Downtown Ollie. And we're down 37-24. Spash on the road. Merrill Wrestling, first dual meet. So these last two, a little surprising to you, Dom.
Yes. I'm just going to listen here for a second. Okay, Connor Starkson's wrestling for Spash, Preston Schilke for the Blue Jays. Yeah, the last two matches caught me by surprise. I figured they wouldn't end up the way they did, but we end up getting thrown to our back in the first period in both matches. All right, Preston Schilke took kind of a shot and got snapped down for a three-point takedown for Spash, 3-0 Spash. Preston Schilke is a junior for the Blue Jays, has some varsity experience from last year, 15 wins. I don't know anything about the Spash wrestler besides he's a senior. All right, here we go. So Preston actually is up quite a bit. I think he was like a 57-pounder last year. So he's kind of went up a few weight classes. Deep half by Spash. Schilke does a good job.
Oh, he's rolled him.
Yep, and hooked it and rolled him to his back. And 46-second pin for Spash.
We heard that one before. So from 24-23 to 43-24.
Yeah.
Real quickly, the complexion of this has changed.
Yes, hopefully Noel Klug can step it up and change the momentum of Spash. Right now, Merrill doesn't have a chance to win the duel, but it'd be nice to end strong here tonight. Hopefully we get two more victories with 215-pound junior Noel Klug stepping on the mat, and I'm assuming it's going to be Isaac Bergner, junior also for Spash. We'll find out in a second, but it's... Okay, Jose Mata, so they bumped a guy up. So this is Spash's 90-pounder against Klug, 215-pounder. Klug is a returning conference champ from last year, sectional qualifier. Took third, I do believe, at sectionals. Noah has him in a front head, circling, spinning.
Look at that.
Yep, Noah movement. Shucks him by for a three-point takedown for Klug.
He's not giving him a moment's rest.
Nope, and Noah's doing
the
a good
quickness.
Job. Keeping off his knees, put all the weight on the guy. He's carrying 20 more pounds, 25 more pounds than the other guy, so make him carry all your weight, and by the end of the period, you'll be tired. So Noel's
he's working on the right wrist.
Yep, working on the wrist.
Trying to break him down.
Yep, he's trying to
roll him.
Not sure how he turned him there, but we'll take it.
He did.
There's a pin. I don't know what he's looking for, but there's the pin within 54
seconds. That cuts it to 43-30.
Noel Klug did a great job. He just had a near wrist, lift the leg up, and forced him over to his back.
I don't think Noel even broke a sweat.
He probably did not break a sweat. I'm looking at when I said the ref, what is he looking at? He was at the time in a different position. We had great view to see it was a pin from our side. So,
of course.
So I like to call
That's
it a pin a lot
faster. That's why
you
should get the extra money.
Yeah, I should.
And now we're at 285.
All right.
Our last match of the night.
All right, we have junior Josh Gustin stepping up to the mat here. Going up against, I'm assuming, Josh Wozniacki. I'm sorry, Wozniacki. This would be an interesting match because Wozniacki up for point and Gustin for the Blue Jays. Definitely a height advantage. I do believe probably a weight advantage, but the point wrestler has more experience than us, I would do believe. Josh has some varsity experience, has a lot of varsity experience from wrestling tournaments last year, but no dual experience. Looking at Josh from football this year, he watching him, he got a little more physical out on the football field, which is fun to see. He actually has the move that we used to call back in the Italian hooked up there, but he didn't try throwing it. They're both ear-to-ear working for underhooks. And
again, the height advantage to the Blue Jays.
Yep.
He's got to watch that it doesn't get called for the headgear.
Yep, so the Spanish wrestler has a Russian arm tie, which is basically a 2-on-1, forces us to the mat for 3 takedown. That's actually kind of a good heavyweight move on their part. You get the 2-on-1 and force them down to the mat. Now Josh is trying to wing, sitting, coming up to his feet. Nope, that was a good move. Good move on Josh's part, winging down. He's going to try winging probably one more tripod by Josh, working up to his feet. There he goes. Nice knee jam up to his feet, working.
Did not get the escape.
Nope, did not get an escape. So we're back down again. 48 seconds left. Josh Gustin's doing a great job right now, staying control on the bottom, staying good position. Here we go. Restart the first period. 45 seconds left. Josh is on his belly right now. He's going to work up to his base. The Spanish rusher, Wozniacki, is trying to work a half Nelson in. Actually trying to turn our wrist. Now he has a wrist in far half. Josh is turning his hip. Does a great job there. Josh is working hard. Trying to get to his knees. Wozniacki from Spash is throwing a half from one side to the other side to the other side. 18 seconds left. Wozniacki trying to put a half in, getting something. Warning green, one green for pulling on the headgear. They must be really looking for that this year, huh? I think that's 4 headgear calls. I don't think I've seen that many headgear calls in 20 years of wrestling. All right, back at it. Josh is doing a good job. 10 seconds, staying on his hands. Oh, he's broken down to his belly. Wozniacki did an ankle pick and drove him forward. Josh is working his way up.
5 seconds, not going to get any more points, I don't think.
We hope.
Oh.
No, you said it.
No.
You said it too soon. It was darn close. 3-1 right now in favor of Wozniacki of Spash.
Now they're having a little trouble with the clock. 20 seconds.
Yep.
Hey, that's 2 minutes. There we go.
I'll go 20-second period with Necky's on top. So so Josh is going to have to do a good job trying to stop that half Nelson.
3-1, though.
All right. Near side chop by Wozniacki from Spash. Josh is doing a good job, staying on his hands and knees. Chop pulled him over to Josh's side. 1:50 left in the second period. Josh is going to have to work on one hand. Wozniacki has a... He's just jumping sides and throwing halves, and right there, in my mind, we can call grabbing the headgear again, but Josh needs to put an elbow down.
He's going to get rolled. That's it. Push your opponent onto the ref.
Yep. He can. He's in third in front of the Blue Jay match.
There's the pin.
In 2 minutes and 38 seconds.
Yep. And that's going to take it to 49-30. Spash wins. We're going to be back with recaps and hopefully Coach Suhaki after this. He's Dom. I'm Downtown Ollie. You're listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Stevens Point Area Senior High School in the gym. Downtown Ollie Burroughs joined by the irrepressible and irreplaceable Dom Bellafiore. Dom, 49-30. Those upper weight classes really changed the whole context of the match.
Yeah, you know, the upper weights didn't perform, I'm sure, the way Coach Suhaki would like them. But looking at the other side of it, the Blue Jays end up losing 49-30. We gave up 2 forfeits tonight. On the positive side, We had five wins. Dusty Schmerle did a great job with winning by a fall. Brock Suwaki ended up getting a pin in the first period, which was a great job by him. Skick also winning by a fall. He could have tech fall the guy in the third period, but it was a pin in 5 minutes and 2 seconds, I think it says up there. Wheeler also recorded a win by a pin in 2 minutes and 46 seconds, and Noah Klug recorded a win by a pin in 54 seconds. So the five Blue Jays, those five wrestled hard to get a win. With that being said, all the Merrill Blue Jays wrestled hard tonight, and I'm kind of seeing Coach Suwaki's coming over, and I guess we can go for a quick commercial.
We're
going
to take
here.
Another break. He's Dom. I'm Downtown Ollie, and you're listening to Blue Jay Wrestling right here on Blue Jay 96.3. And welcome back to Spash Senior High School, I should say. Spash. Without the senior high, that is repetitively redundant. He's Dom. I'm Downtown Ollie. Coach Suwaki's coming to join us.
All
Dom,
right.
I'm going to give you the headset and all control as Coach Suwaki comes to join us for our post-match show. Dom, take it away.
All right, Ed. It's Coach Suwaki gets to the table here. As we look at it tonight, it's a hard-fought battle. It's definitely not the score you want to see coming into your first duel of the night. Matches, in my mind, didn't go the way they are, but it's the first match of the year. Long season ahead of you. I have high expectations. I'm just going to make a comment, then I'm going to let you talk. You know, for the other wrestlers, we talked about the ones that won, but the ones that didn't win, like Brett, Will, Hunter Hopper, Austin Depius, Preston, and Josh, I think all have a long season ahead of them. They're going to do quite well throughout the whole year. Obviously, it's not the way they wanted, but I'm going to give it to you just kind of if you want to recap the night a little bit here.
It's definitely not the way we wanted that to start out the season, but it is a long season, and that, you know, I guess – we see where we stand right now and where we got to go to. I think down low it kind of went similar to what you might expect or think. Dusty, you know, wrestled well, got his pin. Brock got his first varsity pin. He got taken down first and reversed and got the pin. That was nice.
It was a good match, actually. It was fun to watch.
It was good. And Brett was a battle back and forth. It's classic Brett. Just a kind of a back and forth match with him. But it was hard fought. Remington getting the pin at the end, that was really nice. He had a good lead, and he got a nice pin there. Marcus wanted to get a match on varsity. We had an open spot there, and he just came out this year, so it's nice to see him get in the lineup and give it his shot. I love that about him. Callum Wheeler again came out. He's one of our senior leaders this year, and he started out the season great with a pin and real focused, and I think things are going to even get better as he goes.
And I noticed Batch didn't have Logan wrestle. Was there?
Yeah, I don't know what that was about or anything like that. Will Mimiets, I think that's Matt experience. He's getting better, and like you can just see the opportunities that he had in that match. That was a hard fought. You can't fault that at all.
No.
Then Hunter, and I know Hunter, a little frustrated with that match and whatever, he has to get past that. That's his first match of the season. He's got to get over that. Same with Austin. Those guys are both really good wrestlers,
yes.
And this match should not define their season.
Nope.
And we're looking for good things from them. Preston, jumped in the lineup for us at 190. I think that was a tough matchup for him. But he's a junior and he's got to take advantage of the positions he likes best.
Yep.
And then Noah came out, wrestled really solid and got the pin. I like that out of him. And Josh is going to be, he's a monster heavyweight, and I see good things out of him too. It's early in the season, and I feel like, some of the things that show is, you know, positioning, yep, and little things that that you make mistakes and gets you more tired. It gets you, you know, hard to get wins. Yep. And so, and I do expect good things from Josh this year too. So I, you know, overall, it was not the outcome we wanted, but it is what it is, and we got to keep moving forward.
Yeah. You know, a lot of positive things to look at it. You know, I do expect better things like Hunter Opera. I just watch a match, a guy that just comes out and throws.
Yeah.
How do you defend that? So,
yeah.
I thought you guys came out ready to wrestle. They didn't give up. They fought to the end. I know some of the matches didn't go the way they were. This weekend, you're heading to Kimberly again. There's probably 20-some teams there.
Big tournament. So
good luck at that, and we'll see you. I know you won't be on the radio at East.
No.
But our praise to you and your family here, and good luck the rest of the season. Yeah. We'll see you after the end of the year.
Yeah, thank you.
At the new year, I should say. All right, so there's Code 2 Hockey, and they have five Blue Jays wrestling hard, and they Brock Sioux Hockey, Skick, Callum Wheeler, Noel Klug, and I'm missing one in there somewhere. That got Schmerler end up winning their matches. Humper Depius, Hunter Opper, and Austin Depius, you know, not the match that they wanted, but the, you know, those are guys that are going to really produce wins throughout the whole year. So, and so will Josh Gustam, and they'll get wins throughout the year.
And we're going to take another break. You'll get the last word because he's Dom, and I'm Downtown Alley, and you're listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on Blue Jay 96.3.
Christmas 96.3, W242 CZ Merrill, and WJMT Merrill.
And welcome back to Stevens Point Area Senior High School. I am Downtown Ollie Burrows. He is Dom Bellafiore. And you're listening to Merrill Wrestling right here on Blue Jay 96.3. Quick broadcast note, tomorrow night, somewhere around 6:30, it will be Merrill Boys Basketball on the road against Mosinee. And then Saturday, 1:30 pregame, the puck drops at 2 as Marquette comes to face the EMU Blue Jacks at the MAC. But, Dom, as you were talking to Coach Sioux Hockey, you could tell, and I watched the tone of his comments there, I think they were surprised with those two key matches at the upper weight classes.
Yeah, he is, and, you know, I'm not saying anything bad about any, or, you know, hats off to Spatch. They came out and went after it. Opper and Depius, they'll both get the head screwed on, and they'll go compete this weekend and do quite well over in Kimberly. So not too worried. First match of the year. You still got about 30 more to go, so you might as well just get over this one and go to the next one.
Is this tough when you thought it could be closer with a possible win in the duel, or am I overstating it?
You're probably overstating it right now, because you don't know what's going to happen when you step on the mat and do things. So I think, you know, anything can go. Anything can happen. You don't know what they have. They don't know what we have when you get on the mat.
There's not a lot of film to look at.
Nope,
even
there isn't.
From last year.
Nope. You know what kids kind of do. You know some of these kids. He's been around wrestling all year round, so he knows these kids coming in. But, you know, when they step on the mat, who's going to perform? And, you know, they came out and went after it, and the matches they won, and the matches won, we went after it.
Is this Yogi? 60% physical and 90% mental?
Yeah, it's 90%
mental. And he never
sat
through your math class, clearly.
Yeah. But, so the, you know, Blue Jays lost a tough duel tonight, 49-30. I don't really have much more to say than that. Besides, they go to Kimberly this weekend. They wrestle next week at Wausau East, which won't be on the radio. Our next radio broadcast will be in January 9th against Wisconsin Rapids. So
I guess I get to wish you Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and a Happy New Year.
Oh, golly. All right, I did my singing. You
right,
did yours.
I'm done,
He's
too.
Dom. I'm Downtown Ollie, right. And you've been listening to Blue Jay Wrestling right here on Blue Jay 96.3.
Have a good night.
You've been listening to Merrill High School Varsity Wrestling on Blue Jay 96.3. Today's match was brought to you by Arby's, Church Mutual Insurance, Premark Innovation, Incredible Bank, Merrill House of Music, Napa Auto Parts, Riverside Athletic, Wendorf Bus Service, American, Chips Hamburgers, Green Lawn, Lincoln Wood Products, Merrill Mobile, Nicolay Bank, Subway, Westside Market, Bergener Contract Carriers, Dr. Ronald Pipple, Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Merrill Wrestling Boosters Club, Merrill Tool and Water Jet, Park City Credit Union, and The Pizza Shop. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without express written consent is prohibited. WJMT has Merrill Sports broadcast for your listening at any time on our podcast page at BlueJay963.com. Listen throughout the season for Blue Jay Wrestling on your hometown voice for Merrill Varsity Sports, Blue Jay 96.3 and AM 730.